This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. To Wall Street now, and some relief on the markets after a really tough week. Earlier I spoke to Chris Lowe from FTN Financial in New York.
It was the kind of day where finally we can exhale. Stocks are up in the U.S. anywhere from 1% the Dow Jones Index to 2.5% on the NASDAQ, which is smaller cap, higher risk stocks. You know, it's the kind of day where finally commodity markets have calmed down, corporate bond markets have calmed down, and I think an awful lot of investors stopped to think about not only where the market's been this year, but where it is going, and concluded at least that maybe it's not imperative to sell today.
Why do you think they've come to that conclusion, given this week's volatility? What's happened to make them reassess and think, maybe I shouldn't be so hasty?
Most important thing is that we had a nice rise in oil prices, not just today, but yesterday as well. The possibility that maybe producers are beginning to throttle back, which is absolutely necessary if oil prices are going to stabilize. And then what that did for the bond market, bond yields have been tumbling, especially junk bonds, high yield. And when that happens, investors who are long in an illiquid market, the only hedging they can do is to sell the corresponding equities. And that's where a lot of the selling pressure in the stock market had come from. So stable oil meant stable bonds, and that allowed investors to cover those short equity positions and actually sell the bond position.
Chris Lowe there from FTN Financial. Well, let me give you some of the latest numbers now. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.3% at 16,093. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 2.2% at 59.00. And March, New York light crude oil was up $2.72 at $32.25 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.